The European Union has admitted changes are needed to its biofuel policy because it failed to foresee the adverse effects it might have on the environment. The EU says new guidelines will be developed to ensure the target for road fuels from plant sources is not damaging. Director of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty's Rome office, Kishore Jayabalan, says the issue is a complex one regarding the proper exercise of regulatory power.
The biofuels initiative was really done as an alternative to cutting carbon dioxide emissions. The increased economic and environmental costs, I think, are proving to be extremely high for biofuels. And this is really a function of what happens when governments intervene, especially prematurely, in things like energy markets. If government subsidies and mandates hadn't driven up the price of biofuels, you wouldn't have so much rainforest destruction. The cost of corn wouldn't go up as much. The cost of all foods wouldn't go up as much. And really, this is a classic textbook example of what happens when government subsidizes and mandates things that the market hasn't really decided is a good investment. The price goes up, you get more of it. And as a result, you're starting to see some unintended consequences from government interference. There's no easy solution.